And in her sadness, that is my sadness. That full identification. In this world, it's called vicarious feelings. I'm feeling the feelings of another. By love of Radharani, the maidservant is feeling her feelings, and whatever she's feeling on her body, they feel it. Whatever she's feeling on her mind, they feel it. So for their own happiness, which is Radharani's happiness, not independent happiness, she wants to give all of her energy for Radharani's happiness. Why? I know that Krishna's happiness lies in your happiness, only in his relationship with you. That is his soul happiness. He gets pleasure from other gopis, but millions and billions and infinite more times pleasure by your service to him. And therefore, I have no interest in having a separate, independent relationship with Krishna. Rather, I only want to arrange for your service to Krishna. This is Rupanuga Bhakti, and Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur is teaching Rupanuga Bhajan. That is, if I want to have a relationship with Krishna directly, I'm not interested, Sri Rupa Manjari will say. Why? Because that will give you, if Krishna wants to have a relationship with Sri Rupa Manjari, she will say, no, no, I'm not at all interested, because that will give you less happiness. And if you get less happiness, that means I get less happiness. I'm interested in the most happiness. Therefore, I want to make arrangements for Srimati Radhika's service to you, and more importantly, for your service to her. So I want the highest happiness, and therefore I want no separate relationship with you. So this is Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur is teaching us the essence of those who are coming in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami, particularly in Bhakti Vinod Dhara, the line of conception of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Through Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Prajnan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, Srila Gurudev, and all of our acharyas in that line. The aim and objective of all the songs is this Manjari Bhav. So Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur is continuing that, who do I accept as my greatest well-wishers? We're always looking, who is my friend and who is my enemy? So Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur is teaching how to think. The Sakhi Gana, the Sakhis like Lalita and Vishakha, and more importantly, the maidservants like Sri Rupa Manjari, Shirati Manjari, Labanga Manjari, and more directly, my Guru Sakhi there. There's no term Guru, but that Guru who's here now, the Anugatya, is eternal, and that is why Guru Bhakti is the backbone of Bhakti. Guru Nista is the backbone of Bhakti, because that guidance goes eternally in that realm as well. So I accept them as my well-wishers and gurus to teach me how to serve Radha Krishna conjugal. And I don't want to see the faces of anyone, no matter what their mood or no matter who they are, who are in a different party. I consider myself as Radha Pakshya in the party of Srimati Radhika. Srila Gurudev was discussing in Hilo last year that which is more important, separation or meeting. Those who are neutral say that separation is more important. People like Kamsa Akrura and the gopis on the other party, they'll say that separation for Radha and Krishna with each other is more better than meeting. But those who accept themselves as Radha Palyadasi, they experience every moment of Radha and Krishna's separation. They're willing to give their lives millions of times that they meet. And in their happiness, in their sadness, they feel like they're dying millions of times. So in these classes, Srila Gurudev is cultivating a gradual elevation to not only this understanding, but for this taste and this entrance. All glories to Srila Gurudev and Srila Prabhupada.
नाम सृष्टम मनुमपि सची पुत्रमत्र स्वरूपम् रूपम तस्याभुजपुरीम् माथुरीम् गोष्ठवाटीम् राधाकुण्डम् गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवासम् प्राप्तो जस्य प्रथित कृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विजे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो। यं प्राव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतो तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम शरणं। By millions of humble obeisances, in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhyatam Om Vishnupad Srisimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Guru Pad Padma, and same in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru Om Vishnupad Srisimad Bhakti Pragyan Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj, we are now explaining Mahat Sangha. How glorious is Mahat. So Sanatana Goswami is quoting from here and there. Or other words, Parikshit Maharaj is telling so many, explaining so many things. No. Rahu Gunait Tat Tapasana Jati न चेज्या न निर्पापनाद गृहाद वा न छंदसा नैव जलाग्नि सूर्यैर् बिना महत्पादरजो अभिषेक रहुगणी न तपसा न जाति। हे रहुगण, हु इज टेलिंग? भरत महाराज हि इज टेलिंग आउट ऑफ मर्सी। He is telling, O Rahugan, tapasana jati, by tap, by swadharma acharan, grihastha, vanasam dharma, by one pointed to our mana, ekagrata,
concentration,
ijya, archan. They will not help you. Vaidhi karma, here, ijya vaidhi karma. What are vaidhi karmas? To obey father, mother, husband, wife, and other Gurujan, like that. Nirvapan, like sannyas. He has niragni, nothing to cook. He has niragni, nothing to cook. Always going begging like Sanatana Goswami, he never cooked. So he is niragni. That is sannyas, renounce order. No cooking. But now, grihast cannot cook like or sannyasis. They have so many cookers, different types of cookers.
Microwave.
And so many vegetables, fruits, vegetables, so many things. And so many cookers also who are cooking. She are cooking. So many, not only one. griha, tannamitta, griha, mrtika, mrtika means artha, upakarana sangrahadi grihastha dharma, to buy land, to collect so many things of our life, to make easy our life. Chand, Vedabhyas, Jaladi, Dhikari, Devata, Varun, Agni, Surya, Anyadhakitari, Devata, Puja. Understand? The worship of sun, moon, Agni, air. Air, who is?
Vayudev.
Indra, and moon and so many. By these activities, worshipping of them, we cannot have the bhakti of Vasudeva Krishna. Or jala pravesh, like Shauvari, he entered in
water
for years and years. But what became? He became like animal. By tapasya we can have the service of Krishna, but mystery is bhakti, then it will give fruit. Here, Agni Pravesh, to enter in fire, by this also anyone cannot. So many are rishis, they entered into fire, but they could not. Or Surjmandal ko bhed kar, entering in sun, what?
Sun glow.
You cannot. Saviturvarandam here. If no connection with Krishna and his associates, Mahatsanga, then by also that, you cannot have. Gop Kumar did it and saw that nothing is there. So, up till Sadhu Sangha, their lotus feet, by that if anyone will be Abhishekta, will take bath, Vasudeva is easily received his bhakti. There is no way. The meaning of the essence of all these katha, harikatha, is that Mahat Sakler Anugrahved. Without the mercy of, causeless mercy of Mahat, we cannot be able to attend Krishna Bhakti. If anyone is neglecting Mahatpurush Guru, Shiksha Guru, Vaishnava and others, and lacks of births, he cannot have Krishna Bhakti. But if you are doing some tapasya and Mahatpurush is there in his guidance, then very easily. Like Vishwamitra became Brahmarshi by the service of Vasishtha, by serving Vasishtha. And later on, he went here and there with Ram, Lakshman, Janakpuri, and he served, always remembering the lotus feet of Vasishtha. By his mercy, he has become so. You know, once Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, sent my Guru Maharaj to Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. And at that time he was in the municipality area.
Rejected Latin.
And he made a boat there and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. In the evening, in the night, he used to come out of that and to bake something for him. For some days he was totally not taking anything and chanting. District magistrate, SP, and so many big commissioners, they came to, we can manage you a better place for doing bhajan. Oh, I'm okay. Oh, I'm sick. I cannot open the door. And rejected them all. And we invite President of India, Prime Minister, and he comes, oh, so many stars of Bombay. Bombay here and there to make successful our festival. So much different, opposite. So, without Mahatsang, anyone cannot attain power to do bhajan, or he cannot attain Shuddha Bhakti, pure bhakti even. We have discussed all these things explained. So be very what? A strong faith on Mahatsang. Only the foolish persons, and they want to go to hell, they will neglect Mahatsang. Their life will be ruined forever. If you will be in Mahatpad, Raj, you will serve, you will take bath, then automatically Gramyavarta will go away. You understand Gramyavarta?
Mundane talk.
Mundane?
Mundane talking.
Talking will go. Oh, yourself. And always the Harikatha Uttam Shloka comes. And taking always bath. You know here, in morning, what?
Mangalarti.
After that, any class. In walking class. After that, here class. Then second time class. Then prasadam. And after that, Mahaprasade, Govinde.
Nama.
With this, we take prasadam. And after that, one class again. And after that, this is fifth or fourth. Fourth.
Well, morning walk, you said, is also class.
Fourth class. And before sleeping, oh, Krishna thus dancing and making dance all. Now, how fortunate. If you will go to from here to India to hear the song of Krishna Das, then so much expense, so much else you cannot do. And he has mercifully come. So, Bharata Muni again told to Rahugan, Oho nijanma khila janma shobhanam kim janma bhe tu aparai amushman na jad rishikesh jasa kritatmanam mahatmanam vah prachura samagama. Oh, nijanma. Nijanma akhilam janma shobhanam. So, in Srimad Bhagavat, Rahugan is telling, hearing his classes, instructions, Rahugan became very happy. And he was so much satisfied. And then he began to pray to Bharata, you are very kind. No? You are what? Causeless merciful. Now I have come to know by your classes, by your teachings, that this human life is better or best than among all the species of life. Among 84 species of life, lakhs. We should not waste our time in all these mundane talkings and other things. Because in very this particular manav janma, bhagavat bhakti we can attain. We can do, we can associate with mahat purush. An animal kernel, Indra kernel, any demigods kernel. Sometimes Brahma and or Shankar they can come. Because they are mahat purush. For other demigods, it is very absurd to have a mahatsang. And they pray to Krishna that I want to be in human life form to
have the opportunity
to serve a mahat purush. But very rare. You are very fortunate that you came in this line and you are utmost, you are trying to serve them. Especially those who have met even 1 second to Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, my Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Knowingly or unknowingly, no harm, unknowingly even, your life will be successful. And in this human form, bhakti can
develop.
From saddha to rati, and rati to prem, and up to mahabhav, radha darshan. In any animal world, nothing. That is why all want. Especially Braja Bhakti. In Braja Bhakti, special kinds of Mahatpurush like Raya Ramananda, Sarup Damodar, Raghunath Das, Rupa Goswami, these are. So, what is the use of Brahma Janma? Or what is the use of Indra, Kuber, Jama, Vayu? No need. Someone tell me, I want to be very wealthy. Then that money I will serve. Don't have these desires. These desires are not okay. What you have, try to engage in Krishna Mahat Purush. If not anything, you should take Tulsi and give them. They will be satisfied. Krishna if satisfied, Vaishnava will be also satisfied. Know anything valuable than Tulsi. But having so much wealth, you will take Tulsi to Thagavarjana.
To cheat them,
or that will not. Don't have a idea to cheat.
Then you will be bitto sattva dosa. One kind of offense.
Devata are always engaged demigods. In so much sense gratification, Menka, Urvashi, so many asparas are there, so many Nandan Kanan are there, so many things are there. You have no time to come out of. They are not Janak, Maharaj Janak, that he was in kingdom, but nothing to do with any kingdom. Prahlad Maharaj was his kingdom, but nothing to do with kingdom. Always he was serving Mahatsanga. So you should try. Whether you are Grihastha, no harm. No harm. From there you should try to serve Vaishnava and to hear Vaishnava Mahatsanga. Oh, Mahat. They used to do some tour here and there. They used to go to Kanyakumari, Ranganatham, sometimes to Ganges, to Prayag, to Badrinarayan, Rishikesh, Yamunotri, Gangotri, Dwarka, Ayodhya. They used to go. Why? To give some power to Tirtha, not for them, for all human beings. That Tirtha will be again powerful. So they go and take bath, and their feet, dust comes, and they become again powerful, and they can purify others. Mahaprabhu told Sagar, the ocean, is the husband of all the rivers. But when Haridas Thakur, lotus feet, was given to ocean, and then he became Maha, Maha, Maha Tirtha. So Mahatgan, how they are? Ki prakar? Always engage their heart and mood in Krishna Pad Padma. They are Mahat. If lakhs and lakhs dollars coming, no harm. Like rivers, water in ocean. And if everything goes, in a moment they don't care and they don't remember. So we should try to be like that. Mahatpurusha are very rare, very rare. Or those who, by kirtan, nam sankirtan, nagar sankirtan, preach all over the whole world, and they have unconditionally surrendered themselves in Nam Sankirtan. Nam Sankirtan is personal. Krishna is himself. So they have Atma Sapan. They have what?
Surrendered.
Surrendered. So. All are not Mahatpurush. Those who are Mahatpurush. How you will know? Without mercy of Krishna you cannot. So first be like that. That you can have some, realize, you can realize the glory of Vaishnava Mahatpura. In Saptama Skandha, seventh Skandha, Prahlad Prabhu Boliya Chen. Naishang matista vata guru kramangrim ispisistam anartha pagamo jadartha mahiya sang padrajo visekam niskinchananang nabrinita javat. What is the meaning? Who is telling? Why telling? Oh, you are also Urukramangri.
Was.
Very good. This is slope automatically come by chance.
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Nena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So here, now, in this discussion, the shloka, which was told by Sri Prahlad Maharaj to his father, Hiranyakashipu,
He was telling his father that those persons who have forgotten, who are not aware, Nate vidu svartakatim hi vishnum drashaya ye bahirartamani na. They do not know their real self-interest or their svarta gati. Therefore, they're always engaged in all the external activities of this material world, thinking that they can become happy by sense gratification. So these persons, they're always engaged in chewing that which has already been chewed. Punak punak charvita charvanana. So their position is very difficult to come out. Actually, it is impossible to come out of this position and to become Krishna conscious, to attain pure devotion to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. They cannot attain this. Matirna Krishne paratak satova mitobi padyete griha vratanam. Those persons who have become griha vrata, who have taken a firm vow that they are going to remain within griha, within this material world, trying to enjoy society, family, friendship, love, and so forth, they cannot become Krishna conscious, they cannot develop their spiritual awareness, neither by good counsel from others, nor by their own efforts, nor by attending great assemblies where these subject matters are discussed. So in this way, he told his father, Hiranyakashipu, that not by any means can they attain this position of becoming freed from all of these anarthas. Only one method by which they can come out. And therefore he told this verse. Naisham matistavat urukramangrim sprishatyanarto upagamam yadartha mahiyasam padarajo bishekam nishkinchananam navranita yavat. He said, oh, as long as a person does not take abhishek, again this word is there, bathing himself in the dust of the lotus feet of those great personalities who have fully surrendered to the lotus feet of Urukramangrim. The name Urukrama is a name of Krishna. It means the personality whose all activities, everything that he does, is all-powerful, all-transcendental. Urukrama, the person who performs glorious activities. So a person who has taken full shelter of that transcendental Supreme Lord, then if someone takes the shelter of that person's lotus feet, as we are discussing, that he is Mahat, he is a great personality, and he has completely surrendered his life and soul to the lotus feet of Krishna. If one takes shelter of his lotus feet and bathes in the dust particles of his lotus feet, then he will become completely purified. So this is told by Prahlad Maharaj, the topmost authority. He is actually a great authority in our line, and within this universe, there are 12 Mahajans. Prahlad Maharaj is one of them. Whatever he tells, this is the absolute truth. So it is not possible by any other method except to take full shelter of the lotus feet of a great pure Vaishnava and serve his lotus feet and associate with him.
Thank you. Also, Muchukunda, you know the history of Muchukunda? Who is Muchukunda?
Muchukunda was a king who was employed by the demigods to fight against against the demons, to lead their armies. And over many eons and eons he fought and defeated the demons. Finally the war was over and he was given a benediction. What would you like? He said, I would like to rest and be undisturbed. Right? To sleep, to rest, without being disturbed.
You are not perhaps so sure, so you are asking them. Have patience.
So, at the time that Jarasandha was attacking Mathura, so he was asleep in this cave for many millions of years. And at this time that Jarasandha attacked Mathura with one Yavan king named Kaliyavana, Krishna to complete this pastime, he pretended to that he was running from the battlefield, Ranchor Krishna, and he was fleeing from the battlefield, and Kalyamana was chasing him. But no matter how fast Kalyamana went, Krishna was just leisurely walking away. He couldn't seem to catch him up to him. Finally, Krishna disappeared into this cave, and Kalyamana went inside. He couldn't see so clearly. He saw someone lying on the ground there, and he thought, oh, Krishna, you've become tired, and you're hiding, and you're lying on the ground, afraid of me. So he went over, and he kicked him. And of course, this was not Krishna. This was King Muchukunda, who had the benediction that if anyone disturbed his rest, then he could burn them to ashes by his eyes. So he woke Muchukunda, looked at this Kalyamana, and flame shot from his eyes and burned him to ashes. So then when King Muchukunda came out with Krishna from the cave, he saw that many millions of years had passed and everyone had become very small because he was from a different time and age. So this is some of the history of King Muchukunda.
How he was praying to Krishna? Kalyamana
also had benediction. Any jada brightness cannot kill him.
What is the meaning? Bhava Pavargo. You don't know. You?
So, King Muchukunda, when he came out and saw Krishna there, then he began to pray. Full verse, I don't know, but I know the first line.
What?
Bhava Pavargo Brahmato Yato Bhavet.
Go on.
He prayed, Oh Krishna, the living entity in this universe, he's wandering through millions of species of life. But that time when he gets the darshan and association with your pure Vaishnav, that time the term of his material existence is completely finished at that time.
You.
Bhavapavargo Brahmato Yadi Bhavet Janashitar Chukachat Satsamagamo Satsamagamo Tari Tatai Vasatkato Parabari Shaiti Arati. That after wandering in this life, material existence for so many repeated births and deaths from higher species to lower species, birds, plants, reptiles, aquatics, so many different species of life, and finally getting human form of life, after repeated birth and death in this material world, when one is just nearing the liberation from the samsara existence, then one is benedicted with satsanga, the association of mahats. And in that association, then one will gradually attain bhakti and rati to the Supreme Lord.
You can? He's telling. He's praying to Krishna. Muchukunda. When really you meet any Mahapurush, then you should think that now my
journey
of this world is going to be finished. What meaning? Thik ache. Oh, okay?
Yes.
But who will know this fact? A Mahapurush can think like this. Or a person who is on the door of Mahat, they can realize these things. Others cannot. Prahlad Maharaj can think when he will see Narada. Or so many rishis, maharshis, then he can tell. Vidur can tell. Pandavas can tell. O Achyut, when a Mahapurush, your associates are Mahat, and they nihasangatvaya, akinchana, they are. When by any luck, no luck will do, only his mercy, causeless mercy will do. Then you should know that now my journey has been finished of this world. Otherwise, no sadh mahat sangha. Valmiki He was a very famous robber and cruel person. But when he received the Mahatsanga of Narad, at once his life was changed totally. But even Narad cannot do anything, even Krishna, where is Vaishnava Aparadhi, Guru Aparadhi, they will fail. Their mercy will not do there. Understand? It is very hard for Krishna and Mahatpurush also to help the Mahat Aparadhi, Guru Aparadhi, Vaishnava Aparadhi. And I have explained how Satang Ninda is more dangerous than Guru Avagya. Because in the connection of Guru, we are somewhat careful. And for Vaishnava, not careful. We can criticize any moment to please others.
Without any cause.
Oh, if Mahatpurusha has come and we are taking bath in his lotus dust, then sansara will go away. Oh, this is not a big thing. Automatic, anusangik phal. What is anusangik?
Incidental result.
Incidental result. Because at that time they take our forcibly our heart and they engage it in the Rishikesh Padpadma, who is the master of all our senses. So Ekadasha Skanda, so Bhagavan has told Jathopasraya manasya bhagavantam vibhavasu sum sitam bhayam tamo upeti sadhuna sansivatatstatha. And so many things. So Mahatsanga, we should try to be very careful. If your whole wealth is spoiled for coming here in Sadhu Sangha or any Mahatsangha anywhere, don't care for wealth. Your service, job anywhere, let it go no harm. And then you can have a strong faith like this. And if you are thinking that, today I must go because my job may go. So they reject the Sadhu Sangha, Mahatsangha, and they go. What is this? Ignorance. Ignorance. They are Mahat ignorant. Now Krishna Das A1 Kirtan. At a khub sundar kirtan kariye do. अभी समय आचे तो बस सात बजे
महाराज बुधा प्रभु यू विल मेक प्रेजेंटेशन
ओह यस यस यस
एंड निश्चिंत प्रभु
प्रेजेंटेशन विनाश को रुना को
रुना Oh,
আমি তো গঙ্গা কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ বলি ভাই তব পাশে পাশে
আমি তো গঙ্গা কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ বলি
I told you to explain something. And also my heartly blessings to the persons related, devotees, who have organized this very beautiful
festival.
Especially Nirgun Prabhu, his wife, Neelachal, Nanda Kumar,
Nanda Gopal,
Gopal, Mahi, Mahi Bharat, Brajendra Nandan, yes, and so many, I cannot count their name. So my heartly blessings to them. Next year, more better arrangement should be done. I think there was no chidra, any defect in arrangement. But yet I am telling something. Now you. Nirgun Prabhu, after that, Nirgun Prabhu can come and those who heard, he will tell the Lord.
Hare Krishna, I have a few announcements to make. I'll try to be brief. I'm going to try to cover a lot of important points very quickly. If any of you have any questions about these points after I present them, then you're free to come and contact me after the end of the program. Many of you may have heard about something about Gurudev's relationship with Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. There's maybe some rumor going around or some misunderstanding, and I would like to try to explain that a little bit so that everybody is clear in their minds about the situation and what is happening there. First of all, there's some changes in the relationship, but it's all actually very positive and all very amicable, and I'd like to explain how it's all come about. I think the most important thing to say is that Srila Gurudev has taken on a world preaching mission very much in the line of our Swami Prabhupada. Jai. Jai. fortunate for us, we're all the recipients of his mercy. There's a little bit of a style difference in his approach in doing that than with the Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. And there's some difference in style has created a slight, let's say, different view of how things should be done. Gurudev has taken a very liberal approach to things, and the Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti tends to do things in a very, very traditional way. But because Gurudev is an acharya, he's coming and reaching out and going beyond what they might normally do. Another factor is that internal matters in the Samiti were complex. The Samiti is changing, and there's a lot of issues there that required a lot of attention and energy from Gurudev if he was going to maintain his position in the Samiti, meaning lots of meetings and lots of obligation. And because of this, and because of the demand on his time and his energy, and in consideration of his health, he chose to step away from his obligations in the Samiti. But I have to emphasize that in doing this, relinquishing of his obligations there has been done on mutual consent and in a very cooperative way. There's no rancor, there's no misunderstanding, and he is and remains their well-wisher as we are their well-wisher. The Vaishnava world is a very small world, and wherever we can cooperate with each other, we certainly want to do that. In a sense, this has become our great fortune because of his limited amount of energy. He's decided to devote entirely his energy and time to two main things, us and writing books. And I think it's fair to say that he's inspired by all of his supportive and dedicated disciples. So the more we can continue in our supportive and devotional mood, I think the more we can hopefully obligate him by affection to stay with us and to give us his mercy. What does it all mean in terms of the relationships and how are things going to go forward? It's Gurudev's wish that, in fact, he's already done so. He set up a foundation called Bhakti, which is short for Bhaktivedanta Trust International. And the purpose of this trust is to encourage, enliven, and empower the individual devotees in their respective services. So it's not a big organizational type of thing. It's simply, if you will, a simple steering committee that's here to offer services and support, and especially under Gurudev's direction, guidance on how all of you can develop mamata for your service to Gurudev. How he sees that working is that the devotees in their respective services organize themselves in, we tried to come up with a better word, but we couldn't come up with a better word. It sounds a bit Politburo, but committees. You could call them groups, you could call them little sanghas, whatever you like, but different devotees are working together cooperatively and very nicely in respective services. And Gurudev's view is that you should be responsible for those services and nurture them along and have decision-making power in how those services are executed, of course, under his guidance and under his direction as spiritual master. Let's see if where we can go on from there. a couple of other important functions of the trust itself is to protect Gurudev's copyright and his properties. And basically, other than that, the trust is really very much a non-executive trust. So all the trustees in the trust have no say over what your respective services are, and it's really up to you to organize in a constructive and cooperative way. If you have any questions, if you need any help, you can come to the trust and ask for help. And there's a more elaborate explanation of how the trust works, which has been posted on purebhakti.com. A few practical points, and I'm then almost done, and I'll turn the mic back over to Gurudev. Gurudev is very anxious that we get back to Navadvip and have Navadvip Parikram next year. You've all heard of the plan to purchase some land in Navadvip, which will help facilitate that. And needless to say, it's all up to us to somehow finance the purchase of that land and to build some type of facility for all the devotees who visit there so that we can have a nice stay in the Dham and have all of our, shall I call it, Western needs met in a simple but decent way while we're in India. So it's very important that we all kind of look into, dig into our pockets. As Dr. T was going to do last night, he was suggesting that we all make a small donation. He said nothing came, but I told him that was because that... What is the name of his raccoon?
Rocky Raccoon
wasn't shown. So maybe if he shows us Rocky Raccoon, the donations will start flowing in.
Change those
5 to
100, huh?
We should see more of that, definitely. Another point is that one of the focuses of the Bhakti Trust is on book publishing. It's one of the most important things we do. There are a lot of devotees in the Sangha that have many good ideas and are dedicating huge amounts of time and effort to this. Gurudev wants to encourage us to do that, and the trust is there to try to facilitate that. We've had some very good meetings. In my view, maybe too many meetings, but that's my seva to Gurudev, where we're talking about coordinating book publishing efforts. There's a real spirit of cooperation there, and we're looking to nurture that along, both in terms of creating more books, especially books that are good for not just, let's say, advanced devotees in our Sangha, but books that are good for newcomers. I know there are a number of newcomers to the Sangha, and some of the classes might be very deep in Siddhanta. So there's a need there. The distributors tell us about that, and we're going to be working on that as well. There are other committees that are also that have been formed. There's a preaching committee, I believe. I believe the sannyasis also have a committee. It's up to you. It's really an issue of, taking the initiative. And if you do have some initiative, if you do want to have some special service that you offer to Gurudev, then work together, and I'm sure that you'll get everyone's blessing and cooperation. Another point to mention is regarding Gurudev's tour and his health. We all know that Gurudev's health has had a couple of, challenges in the last couple of years, and we're all very concerned about it. And what the trust is suggesting is that Gurudev, as much as possible, lessen his tours. Effectively, that means that in the winter time, there won't be a tour to the West. Gurudev will take some weeks out and stay in Hawaii, work on his books, which I think we'll all agree is a very important thing. That'll give him time to, build up his health. Another interesting development, and I think everyone's going to be very excited about this, is Bhakti Sarmaraj has suggested that we broadcast weekly classes on... I'm not sure how this works. It's television?
Start
it's
on the web broadcast.
We'll start out on the internet, so you'll be able to log on to Pure Bhakti website and actually watch a class being given live by Srila Gurudev, and then we're gradually going to work up to making that available on television. So, I think that has huge preaching potential. You'll be able to get together and have some bhajan, and then turn on the web, watch Gurudev, invite people. You'll also be able to tell people about the classes, and they can log on their own. So I think we'll all greet that change with a lot of enthusiasm. And as the old saying goes, the mountain shouldn't go to Muhammad, but Muhammad should go to the mountain. So wherever Gurudev is when he travels, we should all make our way as we do. For instance, Badger will stay on the schedule. And the other thing that I want to, the last thing that I want to mention is one of the other things that the trust is looking at, and Gurudev has given his blessing and he's very enthusiastic about it, is the establishment of some retirement facility for the devotees. Some of us are getting older, we're getting on in years, and eventually we will need a place to have some shelter, and in some cases when there's ill health, or when devotees pass on, they'll have special needs. So we're trying to think ahead on how to serve the devotees and give facility so that you can be in a very good place, be surrounded by Harikatha, Prasadam, and have all the facilities you need. It's a far-reaching idea. If you're interested at all in supporting the idea, then please contact Radhakanta Prabhu, who's responsible for heading that up. There's a lot more I could say. I've already gone on a lot longer than I wanted to. Again, if you have any questions about the trust or how it works or the committees or anything else I've mentioned, then please just see me after the program.
Nishchint Prabhu should come.
Nishchint Prabhu Dagra Agarje, Nishchint Prabhu Dagra Agarje.
And something... I want to say that what Buddha Prabhu told, really I don't want to waste my time. I want to give some more time to you all. And especially writing books. When I look here and there, I see I have not touched bhakti sandarbha, tattva sandarbha, and it is very essential. Krishna sandarbha, Paramatma sandarbha, Priti sandarbha, so many things. I want to publish very soon Bhakti Rishami Sindhu Ujjwal Ninmani Brihad Bhagavatamrit 10th Kanto Srimad Bhagavatam Gopi Gita Bhagavad Gita. So you can pray to Krishna, and that is why I left my relation with cut off relation with Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, that there I will have to give more time, and I have expended about 70 years for Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. So now some year I will give you, invest for you, your Mahat Sangha. And and we are very hopeful that even Bhagwan Prabhu, Bhagwan Das Prabhu, is very enthusiastic to help us in all respect. He can go to Italy. He can go to Italy, France, Germany, for us.
France.
He has so many friends, even thousands and thousands of friends there, and disciples.
First of all, I'd like to offer millions of obeisances unto my eternal spiritual master, Nityalila Prabhishtam, Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parvaj, Vasatara Shishima Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. And the same under my Siksha Guru, Om Vishnupada Paramahansa Paravajaka Astutara Shishimad Bhakti Grantas Narayan Maharaj. I feel that our Gurudev are delivering us from this samsara davanala, this blazing forest of material existence.
More louder, please.
He's delivering us from this blazing forest of material existence. And being here in this festival with all of you is like riding on the waves of spiritual happiness. And I'm very much indebted to Srila Gurudev and to all of you who come here. I pray that I may eternally serve the Vaishnavas and Gurudev. Gurudev has asked me also to give honor and respect to all those persons who have assisted us in making this festival possible. I didn't write down the names of these persons, and my memory is quite short, but I'll try my best. For about a month now, he's already mentioned my family members, and also Govardhan Prabhu has come about a month ago, and he has also assisted us. And then along about 2 weeks ago, Shravan Prabhu and Kamalakanta came from Hawaii to help us. And a little after that, Guru Krishna sent Haridas to help us. There are so many persons. Dharmaraj Prabhu came down from Oregon and is cooked so nicely also. Bharat Prabhu, he has served ceaselessly through the whole festival. And also Anadi Krishna, who has been helping with all the parking. Nanda Gopal and his family have all helped so much.
Cooking department?
Which one?
Cooking department.
Cooking department. I mentioned Dharmaraj
from New
Jersey. So many boys I saw.
Mentioned. Actually, there are so many persons who have helped with this festival. It's made it very sweet and very successful because of these persons. We've had more help than ever, and everyone's been very enlivened by Srila Gurudev to do this. So I thank everybody, and hopefully these festivals can go on for as long as we live. Hare Krishna. So Gurudev ordered me to speak something about book distribution, and also when I was in Hawaii, he said that I should give him some awards, and then of course he only gives me 5 minutes to do that. So I couldn't get a tuxedo for the awards, but the first award we'd like to give is to the number one traveling Sankirtan party, Bhaktisar Maharaj, Aranya Maharaj, Sajjan Maharaj, and party. You have to stand up. Of course, I'd like to warn Maharaj that he actually has to organize them. Some other traveling parties, including New Braja's Village School traveling center. All right, we're going to get a van, right, Prabhu's? After class. The second award we'd like to give is to all the regional distributors who put their necks on the line because either me or Radhakanta talked them into it. So those persons are Jagmohan Prabhu, who's always been a staunch distributor to the Prabhupada's Gurudev books. Jayanta Prabhu, who also does the same as well as giving money to publish the books.
Sometimes Jayanta Prabhu will actually donate the money for the pre-press, donate the money for the printing, then buy the books and donate the books. Which is, of course, why we can sell books at cost. Then there's Maitreya Muni Prabhu in Seattle. Kavi in San Francisco. Prasasya Prabhu in Canada. And I also wanted to mention a couple of the like staunch distributors who just go, oh, I do actually have Nanda Gopal written here. Leela Suk Prabhu, is he here from Australia? Oh, he's here.
Yeah.
Oh, Haribo. Jiva Pavana's here? Where is he? We didn't even know they're all here. Okay. Well, there he is. Jiva Pavana Proof. A lot of times, did I miss anybody? Bishop Mar, did I miss anyone? Oh, well, we're going to do that on the East Coast. The East Coast distributors will thank on the East Coast. And then there are a couple of devotees who just staunchly every day practically go out. And that was Rukmangada and Raghunath. Our third award is to a devotee and his wife, Radhakanta Prabhu and Ratikala Deva, who provide us with a warehouse, who provide us with shipping, who provide us, as Shamarani Didi and her crew knows, with customs clearance. So that we don't have to do any of these managing things, we can just go out and preach and distribute books. Radhakanta Prabhu, Ratikala Didi, Didi. And then the award for the number one book distributor on the planet, of Srila Prabhupada's books, Srila Guru Dev Ji. So Gurudev will try and tell you that he's not doing anything. As he says before the class, do not listen to anything these saffron clad people will tell you. The story is, we had fought a 7-year battle with the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust to publish Prabhupada's original books before they changed them. After 7 years, we had won the battle, but no one stepped forward to help with publishing the books. Somehow or another, I didn't go to hear Gurudev speak. I had no faith. I went to sell Gurudev some books. I went and I asked, for some reason, I went and asked if he could help me publish these books and distribute them. Since that time, we have published 871,000 pieces of Srila Prabhupada's books and distributed them around the world. Because of Srila Gurudev's book distribution, ISKCON, the Ritviks, and everybody else has been embarrassed. So now they're going to start giving us a run for their money. What happens now when the BBT wants to publish a book? First they come to me and they ask, is this book acceptable for your group? And unless it's Srila Prabhupada's original book, it's not acceptable. And then they ask me, now how many do you want for your group? And somehow or another, I just make up a number. Just like they came to me and they said, well, we want to print Reservoir of Pleasure, Krishna Reservoir of Pleasure. I said, we'll take 100,000 of them. Radhakanta Prabhu thought I was a little crazy. Of course, true, but all those Krishna reservoirs of pleasure are gone. And I could go on and on, but Gurudev will get upset with me. However, I brought an award for Srila Gurudev. The first 10,000 Bhagavad Gita as it is have already been distributed. This is the first one from the new 10,000 printing. And as usual, I always get the first one for Srila Gurudev.
And I wrote a little something in the front. It says, to Srila Gurudev, the number one distributor of Srila Prabhupada's books, from the number two. We try harder. Now Radhakanta Prabhu would like to say a few things. And for all the devotees who've been trying to catch me at the festival.
And first, you.
So, see us afterwards. We are trying to get some bands, planes, trains, boats, to get you to Houston, to get you to North Carolina, and then to distribute in Washington, D.C. And I promised, actually, you guys got to really help me, I promised Radhakanta Prabhu that I would go to all the centers that have books and break the seal on the storehouse of love of Godhead, plunder the contents, distribute them freely, but pay him. So I think this summer is going to be the biggest book distribution summer in the history of the Sangha. And I also think because they're so embarrassed, it's going to be the biggest book distribution for all the Vaishnavas. Jai Shiva Gurudev!
I wanted to thank Nischintya Prabhu for his continued dedication year after year, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, now Srila Gurudev's books.
Very good.
And also he's tolerating so many difficulties from different sides, from copyright issues to certain individuals that want to stop us from distributing Prabhupada's books and Gurudev's books. For myself, sometimes, giving him a hard time. And in spite of all this, he continues to have a good sense of humor, enthusiasm, dedication and friendship to me, and I thank him for that. Transcendental love distribution key. Book distribution key. Gurudev key. Guru Parampara key.
I wanted to invite you all for Purushottam Vrat we are going to observe in Jagannath Puri. And from there, in our collegiality, we will have so many classes there, about 15 days. And Bhuvaneshwar, Alalnath, Surjakund, and so many places we will visit.
Konark.
And then, after that, I invite you for Rupa Goswami.
Separation festival.
Festival, Janmashtami, and Radhashtami. And after that, Brajmandal Parikrama in Vrindavan. If you can come to Purushottam Dham, Jagannath Puri, better. But if some difficulty, then come in Brajmandal Parikrama show for 1 month anyhow. And then do Braj Navadvip Parikrama and then return back. Gaur Prema. And keep that. But
I just want to invite everyone. Between Janmashtami and Radhashtami, Gurudev will go to Russia for 10 days. During those 10 days, we're going to have an international party of book distributors, 30 or 40, living in Delhi, going to every suburb doing Hari Nam and book distribution. We're going to try to do 100,000 books in 10 days. And leading up, and we're going to be advertising because the Gurudev comes back from Russia. He does a 3-day Pandal programs in different places of Delhi, so we'll be also spreading Gurudev's glories all over Delhi, so everyone will come and see Gurudev when he comes back from Russia.
Very well. All the devotees who took part in the Jagya today and collected bhiksha, they collected alms on behalf of Gurudev. Now you can please come forward and give your donations to Gurudev. Some of you did not receive the paper for mantras for offering prasadam at the time of your initiation. So when you come and give your bhiksha to Srila Gurudev, you can take a sheet from Vrajanath Prabhu with the procedure and mantras for offering bhog. Hare Krishna.
But some names have to be announced.
Kumar, do you want to announce the names?
They may go.
Yeah,
no problem. Oh, yes, sir. I cannot do it.
Give me it in the bag.
Oh, this may take a few minutes and then you can announce the
names. Yes. Help me with
passing this out. Yeah. Oh, keep it here.
Yeah, my house to keep these out.
Hare Krishna, quick announcement, lost and found, $80 was found at Nanda Gopal's house in the grass around the fire jug area. That was, if you can tell me how, what kind of notes it was, you can claim it.
This is one,
and the other is in the kitchen. Nityananda Das.
Nityananda.
Nityananda,
you have? You took second initiation?
Hare Krishna.
Can I get one for Prasad Prabhu?